This is the Daily Dispatch podcast with your business correspondent, Ted Keenan.
Today, Dispatch Live's Ted Keenan is talking to Hank Massane, who is the CEO of Contour, which is one of East London's top development companies. Hank, we did a story on Contour, and you had a number of suggestions for BCM to just speed up the process, because if they're not speeding up the process, they are going to lose people like yourself from East London. Hank, the areas that we discussed were accountability and having deadlines. How will that help you guys?
Well, it'll help in the sense that at least we'll know when to expect, when to receive outcomes and decisions from BCM. At the moment, it's anybody's guess.
And you also mentioned the fact that taking transfer of the properties is hindering the whole process. It's like trying to wade your way through treacle. The cash flow must be horrendous for you guys.
It is, very much so indeed. The problem is that before we can do any transfers from our company to the end purchases, we need to get the right steering certificates from BCM. We need to issue them on each of the individual properties that we sell on.
And the chain of problems goes down, not only for you chaps, but the guys that are buying the plots from you to build, the estate agents, the lawyers, and the building suppliers.
Affects everyone, quite right.
And what is BCM's attitude towards your concerns?
It doesn't seem like there's much concern from their side at all. This is what concerns us mostly. We've had meetings with them, we've objected, we've written. It starts from the valuations of the properties. They go and value, their valuers go and value the properties. Often the values are totally distorted and incorrect. And then we get charged rates and taxes on those valuations on a monthly basis. And if we haven't paid everything in full, they simply don't issue the rates certificate clearance. For the rates on the properties, which then prevents us from doing transfers to the end purchasers.
So there are just a number of stumbling blocks in your way. Which would you consider the most severe?
Well, at the moment, we're struggling a lot with the valuations and the rates, the rates we get charged, which we don't agree with. But they hold you to ransom, because if it's not paid, you simply don't get the right clearance certificate, which means your business basically comes to a standstill.
And BCM scores both ways, because A, they can charge you.
Yeah, they score tremendously. The fact of the matter is that we invest all the expense for the civil infrastructure in these developments at our own cost. BCM don't pay anything towards that. We pay for it. We then get charged the development levy by BCM to be able to continue the development. That's part of their approval process. And then on top of that, they tax us, bill us for rates and taxes as well on those properties, which I don't feel is correct, because to start off with, we're the ones that have actually invested into the project and spent all the money on the infrastructure.
Yeah, which is effectively creating another wealth opportunity for BCM.
Correct. It generates additional income for them on the individual urban that are sold on, and on which they charge rates and taxes to the individual owners of those properties.
I think people that are not in the development, the property development game, will be surprised that you chaps are charged vacant land rates, which is higher than developed rates in houses.
That's another issue as well. You're quite right that the rate tariff that they use for on developments is on is for vacant land, which is substantially higher than something that has got an improvement on it.
Hank, how long has Contour been in the business, the development business?
We started in 2004, so about 20 years.
So you're not newcomers to this game?
We're not, but the problem has got worse over time. It never used to be that difficult, but lately it's just becoming almost impossible for us.
And for the decision-making process from BCM, it starts off at the land issue and then goes through a number of different departments before it gets out at the other end. And this can take 2 years.
You're referring to the actual development approval, yes, correct.
Hank, you're not a man that threatens, but you were saying that if this continues, you might be forced to look elsewhere other than East London.
We're at the stage now where as things stand now, I cannot continue like this any further. That's just putting it in a nutshell.
And you also mentioned that the court might come into play.
Well, we're sitting in a situation at the moment where we have a dispute with BCM on a development at Cove Rock. Where we were forced to pay a huge amount in rates of taxes, which we don't agree with and we don't feel is right, but we had no option. We actually held a ransom. If we don't pay it, we don't get the rates clearance certificates. We're sitting with about several million rands worth of transfers that are ready to be lodged, which can't be done without clearance certificates. So we have no option. But we have informed BCM that we are going to take it further and that we don't agree with their figures or their amounts that they presented to us. And that's where we are with them at the moment.
Hank Massain, thank you for being so frank with Dispatch Live, and we wish you well in the future.
Thank you, GZ.